Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Chris Lamb Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again as we have another Shocker Volleyball Coaches Podcast for you with head coach Chris Lamb. The Shockers come off a 1-1 weekend with a 3-0 win over East Carolina and then lost 3-1 to Charlotte. And let's start with East Carolina on Friday night, an opponent that came in, truthfully, a little banged up. They've had some key injuries, but thought your team played like they should play against somebody that's a little bit shorthanded.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're saying it that way because I mentioned this the other day in my pregame with the boosters. That's still something I hadn't seen this year. I do know that when we went out to Texas Tech early in the season and ended up playing three teams we needed to beat, a couple of them we beat handily and we needed to. But since that time, I haven't really seen us kind of put a team away that we should have beaten. And you're right, ECU has a couple of injuries, and really nobody in the league outside of maybe Rice or South Florida has depth to do much winning after the starting lineup. So, hats off to them for still fighting and everything. But at the end of the day, we were facing a team that we should beat. We got off to an early lead and kind of held it together. And, it was good because, to be honest with you, Mike, I can't figure out why I don't feel like we play our best volleyball at home. And so that was something I was a little concerned with. Are we going to struggle to get this one? And we didn't. So I'm glad you mentioned it. But, yeah, we beat it. We beat a team that we should have, and we were pretty much in charge at every aspect.
And you were coming off a great weekend. You won two tough road matches at Florida Atlantic. South Florida went in three to South Florida, where they hadn't lost at home all year. So I would think there'd always be just a little bit of concern that you come off of something like that. And it might be unfair to say maybe take things for granted, but maybe relax just a little bit or feel a little too good about yourselves. And so didn't really see any of that either.
Yeah, but maybe ECU just wasn't enough to challenge that, because I certainly didn't like from the start against Charlotte, the Sunday match. I certainly didn't feel like we had a competitive edge. I told the girls in the locker room, I'm sure you're going to ask about Charlotte, so sorry if I'm jumping ahead, but I told the girls in the locker room there's more to being competitive than just burning calories. I mean, I felt like we were missing assignments and just, didn't look like we had a defensive effort. While the defensive numbers were fine, offense was really the issue. Just couldn't score. I'm talking about Charlotte. But maybe what you're saying, had Charlotte been the Friday night match, maybe that's exactly what you'd be talking about, was did you take, something for granted? And I don't know if that I know how to answer that question, but I think it's a fair question to ask.
In the East Carolina match, a relatively short roster. You went with a pretty small group. You went with the 5-1, and all of that seemed to click pretty well.
Yeah, we kind of have a thing right now where we think if we have enough firepower to match up with a team in the 5-1, we think we play cleaner and better volleyball in the 5-1. But it doesn't have as much firepower. In the 6-2, we feel like we're more physical at the net, maybe a little more firepower, but, in some cases, like in the South Florida game, we just had more stopping power against a team that was very left side heavy. So we're kind of using our 5-1 and our 6-2 almost as a matchup thing at this point.
And we talked last week, coming off of the two Florida matches, Gabby Moss's return and how well she played. And obviously you've been hoping to get her and keep her healthy through the year. And certainly this weekend, that she looked like she did carry that over and played very well again.
Yeah, I think Gabby would be the first one to tell you that Sunday didn't go so well. She's played better than that. But I think everybody knows we're at our best when Gabby is doing her thing at left back, defensively at least. But yeah, I mean, she's put herself through a lot. She's going to go hard. She's going to crash into everybody and everything. And, you know, if she can just keep herself on her feet and, you know, coming back for every next play, you know, that's good. But even two or three times a week, there's one girl in the gym slow to get up. It's usually Gabby. And we're always kind of worried that, you know, it's just one twitch away from, you know, being out for another couple of practices. But so far, so good. I mean, I know she's motivated. I know she's happy to be out there, and I know she knows that she makes a difference when she's playing well.
And Coach Lamb has brought up Charlotte not as good a day against the 49ers. We'll talk about that when we come back.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to our volleyball podcast with head coach Chris Lamb. Coach, on Sunday, Charlotte in town, and you had played North Texas a couple of weeks ago. Charlotte was the other team, picked in a tie for 11th before the season started, but had been much better, got off to a really good start, but stumbling a little when they came in there. They had lost five in a row, and so I guess kind of a hard team to maybe figure out. Which Charlotte team are we going to see?
Yeah, well, if you saw the players and you understood volleyball from a matchup standpoint, you can see why they got off to a really good start and were surprising everybody. I mean, they have everything they need, you know, to be right in the thick of things. And when I say that, I think you've heard me say this already. You know, I think that there are two teams that are probably 1-2, and that they're going to finish that way in Rice and South Florida. 3-4, just looking at rosters, I'd put Charlotte and Tulsa there. Just looking at the starting lineups, talent and experience, Charlotte's got all the grad transfers out there, the grad seniors. You know, that goes a long way. But the fact that they're sort of physical and long, you know, if you can block Wichita State like Kansas, you know, if you can put up a block like they can frustrate us. So I kind of knew that if things didn't go well that way for us, this was going to be difficult, and it certainly did not go well for us in that way. And we were shuffling through some lineups, you know, trying to find something. But yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, now that I've seen them up close and personal, kind of a mystery to me how they lost five in a row. But they have it in them, and you know, if they make the conference tournament, there'll be one team in there that I think people know. If people don't attack well around them, it's going to be a challenge.
And I do want to get back to something you just brought up, but as a coach, you always kind of worry about when a team's been struggling like that, but you know they have talent, you know they're capable. If you let them get off to a good start, they suddenly become much more dangerous.
Mike, you're talking about that. You don't. One of the powers you possess by being good that you never think of is the power to make somebody else feel really good about how they're doing. So that scoreboard can be very, very motivating. So if you get off to a bad start, the first 3 points of that match yesterday were errors by Wichita State. Right off the bat, we're down 3-0, and you know they're over there looking like they won the Super Bowl. And why wouldn't they? They've had a tough, you know, several weeks, and here they are going, wow, we're in a gym, we're looking up to a team that's beaten us every time we played, and now we're in charge. And you know, except for a small moment in the third set where we kind of took a bigger lead, they battled back. You know, they really weren't too far from at least being in it to in command. It was very rare in that match that it looked like we were the better team. So, hey, hats off to them. I hope it's a learning thing for us. And, you know, I already know what I'm going to present to our players tomorrow in practice based on what I thought I learned from that. And later this afternoon, Mike, I'm going to be going through and charting each of our swings and talking about, you know, attack selection or decision making as an attacker, because the offense is what really let us down in that match, and we're going to have to right that because everybody's going to see how they dealt with us, and we're going to have to learn how to overcome that.
You know, coming into conference play, after watching Sidney Dunning and Brooklyn Leggett play a few times, I certainly felt like you'd be right up there with the top teams in the league as far as a pair of pin players, and I still feel that way, but this league has some talented pairings of pin players, and certainly Charlotte with Kristen Birmingham, Jessica Ricks is right up there.
Yeah, so after, you know, I saw Ricks a year ago at Charlotte, and you know, was like, you know, a little, not a big physical kid, but can jump out of the gym. Both of them can. And, you know, watching on tape, I told the girls the first time I saw my team in that morning practice after I'd watched them the evening before, I go, you guys, I may have a new favorite player in the conference. It's number six at Charlotte. I mean, I love everything about what she's trying to do, and you're going to have to stop her because she's going to give it everything she has. And, you know, senior grad senior, and just this is her year. I mean, she hasn't had enough great games maybe to be a first teamer if you're just looking at the numbers, but depending on how people vote, if they're voting for, you know, impact and energy and what you bring to a team, she does as much for her team as probably anybody in the league does for their team. And I'm glad you brought that up. And then with number 10, I mean, she's got great range. She can roll shot. I mean, really, really plays like she should with, you know, years of experience and has the talent. So, I mean, that's another – you're talking about two girls that probably most coaches didn't really know what they would expect from them coming into the year, but have certainly laid out a great year for their teams and is a reason for why they've turned their team around.
Mentioned there was something I wanted to come back to. You talked about teams that are long and capable of blocking that have been a problem for you this year. And I was a little bit stunned at the end of the first set to see that the block numbers, the scoring blocks, they had four, you had three, and just came to the realization that they had a lot of block touches. They influenced a lot of balls, and that continued through the match, that they didn't necessarily block for points.
Well, about an hour from now when Brian gets in here, we're going to be charting all of our swings, and I told the team if I just look at area six, which is in volleyball's middle back, I'm just going to chart that area of the court on our side defensively and on their side, and it'll be close to 2-1 kills in that range. So it's not because their middle back play was so much better. It was the touches that deflected balls up into the middle of the court, and that's the block. So that's what our players are going to – now, I could be totally wrong. I've been wrong before. But my suspicions are that when I write the kills and the digs in the middle half of the middle portion of the court, I think it's going to be night and day. And then, Mike, you're seeing exactly the right things. It was all the, we call them speed bumps, all the little pop-ups, all the little touches that turn into significantly easier digs that they got that we didn't. And I'll let you know when we talk next, because I can't wait to get to this in about an hour.
Also, by the third set, you had gone to really trying a lot of different people. Several of your freshmen played, and I thought in particular Mackenzie Jones and Todd Weikemper brought some energy, brought some excitement, but also they're freshmen, and so, you know, for all of that, the athleticism, the energy, we're also giving up a little bit in experience.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things I can never get away from too far from, at least, is, you know, 2012, when I knew we weren't going to win the league, we knew it was going to be Creighton's year, I pumped the brakes on Emily Adney. I just started looking for times to back off. And I just felt like, you know, with Sidney taking so many swings and doing so much for us, I just felt that, you know, maybe three rows at a time. We've talked about this as a staff. And, but we're going to gauge it. If she gets off to a great start and she's on fire, we're going to just let her go. But we're not going to let her hurt herself out there. So, you know, I don't know that we're a better team when she's out. And I don't know that we're a better defensive team with Brooklyn staying in to attack out of the back row instead of Sidney. And that actually cost us in the first set. The first set was pretty tight, and I think we gave up some digs that way. It's tough to say that out loud, but it's how I feel. And, you know, and you also got kids in practice every day working their tails off, looking for a chance. So, you know, if, as a coach, I mean, you got a coin toss sometimes. It's like, I'm going to make this sub because these guys aren't doing well and these guys are fighting for it. But does that mean that's enough to win this match? I can't honestly tell you that I think it really was. You know, Allie was out. Sydney was out. You know, we went into that 6-2. And right off the bat, like you said, McKenzie got some swings, but then she ended up airing a lot. So, you know, I don't know if Charlotte saw our best lineup for most of that match, and that's a tough thing to say out loud because you don't get these matches back. But, you know, here we are fighting for everything, and you could see right from the start that they had a plan for Sydney, they had a plan for Brooklyn, and they were capable of dealing with them, and it was a tough go. So, yeah, we made some subs. We gave a lot of girls a chance, and, you know, it's not too surprising that it's not enough to overcome a good team. So, yeah, do I wish I could have that one back? Yeah, but it doesn't mean I regret that we made the decisions we made at the time. It just certainly didn't provide enough firepower because the offense, we were only 29% kills, and we've been a 38-39 even against better defensive teams, so that was frustrating.
One other thing that was just kind of unique, I'm not sure that I've seen it, I probably have somewhere over these 20 years or so, but you went to quite a bit of 6-2 on Sunday. Jordan Heatherly had gotten her 8th double-double of the season, assists and digs on Friday night. She had another one on Sunday, but Hannah Hawkins come in and playing less time also had an assist digs double-double.
Well, yeah, so the odd thing about that match was, you know, neither team was really scoring. We were at 29% kills, they're 33. So it was a lot of balls bouncing around, balls to be dug, and, you know, Hannah can do that. So I don't know that it was a function so much of the 6-2 or the 5-1, whether or not, you know, we could compete with them. But either way, offensive numbers were down. But I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, the digs at right back that Hannah provided that we didn't get in the 5-1, you know, that was part of the positive of being in the 6-2. But the negative in being in the 6-2 was you lose one extra defensive player, and we were not getting scoring from the pins that you would expect to get in the 6-2. Now, while Maddie Wilson was busier, 20 attempts in 4 sets, 5 a game is a step in the right direction. We're trying to get her to average that. But she was only at 35% kills. And while Janiyah actually provided a little bit of firepower, we couldn't get her the ball nearly enough. But, you know, proud of Janiyah for going in there and taking swings, and for Hannah for getting her the ball.
We'll be back with Chris Lamb as we talk Shocker volleyball right after this.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear. Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
Back with Chris Lamb on our Shocker Volleyball podcast. And on Friday, when Wichita State hosts Rice. It will be senior night for three Shocker seniors, Katie Galligan, Emerson Wilford, Brooklyn Leggett. And Katie Galligan and Emerson Wilford are four-year players in the program. And with what has evolved, do you even think about, we may look back and say, yeah, those were the last two to have a four-year senior night in this program.
Man, I hope you're not right. I don't like this current version of college athletics, but I'm not going to lie. It's something I certainly think about. How can you not, when even on our own campus, the rosters are just so transient, let alone, you know, everything you're seeing at the top of college athletics and the Power Four conferences, just players coming and going. I mean, I hope you're not right, but I agree with you, Mike. It's something that's out there, and it's on my mind too. But not only are you talking about 2 4-year girls, you're talking about best friends. They become best friends and hit it off right from the start. You know, I've known them a long time. Katie, you know, kind of in our backyard, Omaha. Of course, we recruit this, you know, within 5 hours, you feel like those are kids you kind of know. And then Emerson played for a friend of mine. My eyes on Emerson were, you know, in Las Vegas, Nevada, as she was playing in a club tournament, played for my friend in Southern California. Just two young girls that I've known for a long, long time. And, you know, they've been great leaders in our program, great citizens in our program. They do occupy the leadership role on this year's team. And they're such a pleasant to be around. I mean, we're actually – Katie's going to go off and play sand volleyball next year, but Emerson is hopeful to stick around and be our – we'll see how things go, but they might line up for her to be our next graduate assistant, and so we won't have said goodbye to her just yet.
In Emerson's case, a young lady who over her previous 3 years has certainly shown flashes of outstanding play, but struggled a little bit for consistency. Her career hitting percentage was 155, and she has far exceeded that this year. And beyond the improvement in attacking and those numbers, I know you've had a lot of positive things to say about her as a blocker and in other aspects of the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, just coaching, I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back, but I mean, we obviously know, you know, what players can bring to the table, what their strengths are, what the weaknesses are. And, you know, it was finally a year where Emerson finally got grips around how she can be successful as an attacker. I mean, the plan in my mind hasn't really changed. It's just that she's finally embraced sort of a what I call an attack selection menu that she needs to follow, and making the list of choices that she has. She's not talented enough to have the whole court available to her and go anywhere, anytime. There are players that can do that. That's not how she's built, and it's not how she's wired. So this has been a year where she's been far more stubborn about staying in the plan rather than deviating from the plan. And because I used to tell her she's being stubborn, but you can still be stubborn with this. You know, go flip it upside down and be just as stubborn about only taking these shots rather than trying to show me you've got every shot in the book. And, you know, I tell people all the time, if you can raise your kill percentage by 2 or 3% a year, you're actually doing a lot. Well, she was at 27 last year, and she's currently at 35. That's a huge jump. She's not more physical. She doesn't jump higher or hit harder. She's just become more, there's more mastery in her attack selection choices. So she's staying, it would be like a pitcher trying to throw four pitches and they really need to go out there and pitch two. That's their game. That's what they got. And if I'm misspeaking, maybe everybody needs more than two, but she's got a few things that she needs to count on. And, you know, when in doubt, XYZ, keep it there. And that's really been a lot to her great senior season.
And then you've had a history since you've been in this program of bringing in players that were pretty raw when they got here, especially right out of high school, but sometimes transfers. And where does Brooklyn Leggett rank in that pantheon of players who have come in and made huge strides from where they were at the time they got here?
Yeah, well, certainly finishing as well as we could have imagined. So there was a guy that used to spend a lot of time going around the country and being in different gyms because of a data program that most of Division I was using, and he actually was a Kansas guy named James Wilroy. So because he was in Kansas, he was in our gym a lot testing their equipment and their stats, and I'm a stat guy, so he was here a lot, and he'd be in a lot of college gyms, and he always called us the Island of Misfit Toys. And, you know, and I didn't take that a bad way. I took it in a good way. So, yeah, so Brooklyn came here as a Division II transfer, well, not even playing on a Division II team. you know, and then become, after a redshirt year, a two-year starter. So her club coach, when I called about her, he said, Lambo, a lot of times the club guys are trying to tell you you need them. What he said is she needs you. So tugging at my heartstrings here. And, you know, I didn't know what I was going to get. A little surprised that she was a Division II kid even from the start. I'm like, what's not right? She plays for a very exposed volleyball club. Yet, you know, that's what she got. But the answer was it was during COVID. So she just didn't want to wait around. She had an opportunity in a Division II school not too far from home, you know, and she took it. But she wasn't playing. She felt she should. She had friends around her telling her that she was better than that. And, you know, finally she said, well, if I can't play here, I'm going to put myself in the portal, just expecting other Division II schools. Well, her club coach and I were talking, and, you know, I'm watching tape. And so I thought, well, you know, what's the catch? Because, I mean, physically I thought there was plenty there. And then when she came on her visit, you know, I mean, I just wondered if she just was just going to be really introverted or just maybe not into volleyball. I mean, I just couldn't tell. But everything was a home run. In fact, her mother, I mean, talk about the impression I got from her mom, you know, sitting at my desk with her laptop as we were trying to figure out how we were going to do the financial gymnastics to get her here. It was going to be some moving parts. I mean, her mom was on our website figuring out stuff about, you know, our academic support, you know, faster than I could figure it out. And I'm just like, look at these two. I mean, they're just dialed in to trying to figure out how to make this work. They were really trying to make this work, because she had other offers that were more set in stone. But we were going to have to do, like I said, a little gymnastics. And the way that they sat there together and just impressed me with some want to, you know, and it fit everything that her club coach had told me. And I just thought, if I can't make a volleyball player out of her, I probably need a day job, because I mean, there's a lot there. And it was right. So we had some issues with her hand, a lot like Morgan Stout, a lot like Abby Lehman, a lot like Amanda Backus. And I'm telling you about some projects here that turned out to be some of the best we've ever had. So we had to learn how to get her hand on the ball. We spend some time with that, and that's a big deal as a volleyball player. You know, most of the kills that you see and most of the errors that you see come off someone's hand. So if you got a bad hand, you're in trouble. So we spent a lot of time with that hand, and she worked hard at it, and now you're seeing the fruits of her efforts. And, you know, I mean, if you continue to look at the stats like I do, she's arguably a first-team all-conference player as a right-side player in this league, and we'll see how that goes. But, I mean, I'll be very disappointed if that girl doesn't get some postseason recognition.
All right, Friday night, Rice, last home match, senior night for three very deserving seniors. Hope to see you out at Koch Arena. That's our Shocker Volleyball podcast for this week. Thanks for joining us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.